From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, May 13th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listener support and by Modern Pest Services, committed to taking an intelligent approach to pest control. Learn more at modernpest.com. And by New England Rehabilitation Hospital of Portland, helping patients and their families after illness or injury. Learn more at nerhp.org.
Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says the 38 new COVID-19 cases reported today is a significant jump from yesterday. Shah says there are no new outbreaks driving the increase, but he did say at least five of the new cases are linked to existing outbreaks.
So what we're seeing a lot are household degrees of transmission rather than a large amount of community-level transmission.
Shah says there could be more cases associated with existing outbreaks and that it is common for people infected with COVID-19 to spread the disease to other members of their households. Maine's total number of cases stands at 1,515. 943 people have recovered. The CDC reported an additional fatality today, a woman in her 90s from Cumberland County, bringing the total number of deaths to 66. Meanwhile, Shah is urging Mainers to keep up to date with their vaccinations as the state reopens because there could be more exposure to communicable disease other than the new coronavirus. Across the U.S., there's been a sharp decline in childhood immunization since the coronavirus pandemic was declared a national emergency, and Shah says he's also seeing concerning signs in Maine.
Just in the month of March, distribution of vaccines to children who are enrolled in the Vaccines for Children program dropped 28% compared to March of last year.
In April, Shah says there was a 45% drop compared to last year. The Vaccines for Children program provides free immunization for eligible families. Shah says statewide data won't be available until the summer. And Governor Mills today has for the second time extended Maine's state of civil emergency. The new state of emergency will last for 30 days until June 11, 2020. A state of civil emergency in part enables Maine to access federal aid to boost response efforts. The extension is separate from the governor's executive orders and from the Restarting Maine's Economy plan, which will remain in effect and unchanged. The company that owns Central Maine Power is suing Maine's Secretary of State in Cumberland County Superior Court. Avangrid Networks Incorporated says a referendum question that would ask voters if they want to overturn the approval of the company's billion-dollar hydropower transmission line through the western Maine woods is unconstitutional. The New England Clean Energy Connect project has been approved by the Maine Department of Environmental Protection, Land Use Planning Commission, and Public Utilities Commission. But groups opposed to the project have gotten enough signatures to put the question on the statewide ballot in November. Maine Public News reporter Fred Bever has been covering the CMP project for some time now. He joins me to break down this latest development. Fred, what exactly is Avangrid contending in this lawsuit?
Well, the suit makes several arguments, Nora. One is that it's unfair to single out a lone company for action when under the Constitution, laws are supposed to apply generally. Another is that the Constitution bars so-called special legislation that's made outside of the usual processes to benefit just a narrow constituency.
Is this lawsuit a surprise?
Not really. CMP's made it clear it's ready to spend more money than anyone ever has in Maine, lobbying lawyers and campaigning to try to kill a ballot item and to clear the way for the power line. Last week, the company lost a decision by the Supreme Judicial Court that challenged the validity of the petition drive that got it on the ballot in the first place. Tom Saviello is a leader in the opposition to the project. He says that if the courts weigh in, it should be after the vote is held.
At the end of the day, I believe the court will just tell them thank you very much, but we'll decide that after the people vote in November.
What does CMP say about that idea, that they should just wait and see what the people of Maine say and then let the court consider whether it's constitutional?
Well, CMP Vice President Thorne Dickinson told me that Maine's business community, for one, needs to know that it can depend on decisions that are made under existing statutes and by existing institutions. That's a position, by the way, that's echoed by the State Chamber of Commerce. Here's Thorne Dickinson.
Our belief is that there's a cost and an uncertainty that's created in the business community even by allowing this to go to vote, because from our view, it's clearly unconstitutional.
And another CMP argument is about overreach. That's because the project has been acted on by two branches of government that approved it, the executive via the Public Utilities Commission and the judicial in the form of a Supreme Judicial Court decision that upheld the validity of that Public Utilities Commission permit. So CMP and Avangrid say the ballot item asks voters to usurp those branches of government's authority.
The opposition has lost in the regulatory proceeding. And they've lost in the courts, and they're now trying to use the referendum process as an appeal, essentially a political do-over, something that is not permitted under Maine Constitution.
But opponents like NRCN say that's just not true, and that referendums in this situation are entirely appropriate and not even that uncommon.
You know, the PUC's whole main argument about giving Central Maine Power the certificate of public convenience and necessity was it's in the public interest. And if a majority of Mainers come November say, no, we don't think it's in our public interest, what is the harm? So it's a very common provision that's used. And so the idea that somehow this is this wild new thing that that they're asking for is it's just not true.
So what's next?
Well, there'll be plenty of filings in the Supreme Judicial Court. We'll see who emerges to become a friend of one side or another in filing before the court, such as the Chamber of Commerce or perhaps some of the gas generators on the other side that oppose the project in addition to the grassroots opposition. And meanwhile, the campaign against and for the ballot item will go on as usual. CMP won't ramp back its spending and its advertising on behalf of the project in an effort to turn back the ballot item should it actually be voted on.
All right, that's Fred Bever, our reporter covering the New England Clean Energy Connect project. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Thank you, Nora.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.